You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast. Dave Callner here in the studio with the Irish Racing Maestro Andy Holding on the line to look ahead to the evening card at Roscommon. Starts at 5:30 and ends at 8:35. A bumper Irish card tonight for you to get your teeth stuck into. A warm welcome now to Mr. Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good, yeah. Fitting round to go.
Let's get straight stuck into this card then, Andy, and we start off with a 2 mile maiden hurdle. 7-2 the field at time of recording. Recording this around about 10 past 10 on Tuesday morning. 7-2 the field, and a lively betting heat as well, this one, Andy.
Definitely, yeah. There's been bits and pieces of activity for a couple this morning. Tigris River, Idemelo, they're both coming for a little bit of heat-way support. But I quite like the one at the head of the market here, Little Horse. He's the most exposed runner in the field, but arguably he's got the best form coming into this race, and I certainly think he deserves to take a race of this nature based on his last 3 or 4 runs over hurdles. If you look back through his dance card, then he's got some excellent form attached to his profile, including that second behind Henry Higgins. That was back in Gowan last year. He followed that up with a good run behind the likes of Sizing John and Phil's Magic, two horses who've been applying their trading graded companies subsequently. And then he's had a little bit of a sabbatical, but came back the other day to run close behind the horse of Henry de Bromhead, which was really well fancied. The fourth horse has subsequently won out of that race, so I think the form looks really solid. A bit of ease in the ground won't matter, or won't harm his chances. And there's every chance that he'd be good enough to take this race tonight. So Little Hearth, about 7-2, 4-1 this morning, looks a fair bet in the opener.
A Little Hearth in that maiden hurdle at 5:30. Let's move on to the novices hurdle at 6 o'clock. Contest over 2.5 miles, Andy. Tight novices hurdle this one as well.
Yeah, really decent race here. Four horses here coming here off the back of victories last time out. But of that quartet, I prefer Riviera Sun. He's a really nice chaser in the making. Big, powerful son of Milan. And he's steadily improving, certainly based on his last victory here at Roscommon. That certainly seems to back up that view. He beat a horse that I fancied quite strongly on that evening. I actually made it by an apple. He's got Mr. Bossman. He's gone on to run a good race on the flat subsequently. And I like the way Henry de Bromhead's charge disposed of that runner in the latter stages of that race. He certainly indicated that he's worth another step up in trip. Of course, he's run over 2.5 miles before having finished sixth in the Martinstown Opportunity Final at the Punchestown Festival. Any dig in the ground will be much appreciated by this horse. And, of course, he's got a good chance of giving Barry Geraghty his first ever winner in the silks of JP McManus after 2 near misses for his new retainer on Sunday at Limerick. So Riviera Sun, a strong vote there in the 6 o'clock.
Good stuff. Riviera Sun, the pick in the novices hurdle. Let's move on to the maiden hurdle at 6:30, over 2.5 miles this one. Again, a big field, Andy, here, but we are betting 7-4 that field, and deputies pass just shading at time of recording. Cecil Corbett at the top of the betting.
Yeah, this looks a straight flight out between the front two in the market. This race is very much large on quantity, but very weak on quality. The third favourite, Badgerfoot, he failed to get home last time out. He looks a bit of a weak finisher. So we'll concentrate on the front two. Cecil Corbett, of course, is going to be very popular with a lot of punters, having finished second on his last 3 starts. And he comes from an influence table, but his propensity at the moment not to find as much off the bridle as he's as anticipated is a little bit of a concern. He is a bit of a strong traveller, but he did have his ears pinned back last night to Gavin when he was challenged on the running. So something that's going to run hard all the way to the line could just stretch his stamina. And that one that fits the bill is Deputy's Pass, a horse who's got plenty of ability. And it has been a bit unlucky on his last 2 or 3 starts, having finished run-up in those particular races. I thought he just needed the run the last day in a bumper down in Clonmel. He swept to the front with a swift move around the home turn, only to drift to his left and get a little bit tired up the climb to the line on that ticket on that particular occasion. But I think he'd be better for the run. That was his first run for the best part of 8 months. So with that run under his belt and the yard in good form, I'll take Deputy's Pass to get the better of Cecil Corbett.
Deputy's Pass, the selection in the 6.30. The 7.05 is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles. And From Frost, Andy, is likely to head the market here for Gordon Elliott. This is a fast-improving four-year-old.
He is, Dave, yes. Ex-Andrew Balding on the flat, a winner on the all-weather, and he's in the care of the in-form Gordon Elliott. He won 2 starts ago in a very fast time down in Gowran, and I was really keen to get with that form and stay with it quite religiously, so much so that I napped From Frost last time out at Carmel, only for him to fluff his chances with a mistake at the third last and an even more monumental one at the second last. It's actually not recorded by the analysis who was doing racing post-duty that day. But if you go back and watch the video, you'll see Richard Johnson almost being knocked out of, out of the saddle. From Frost took that panel of hurdles halfway up and kicked it to the ground. Had he not made that bad mistake, juddering mistake, which cost him a couple of lengths, I think he would have beaten the track specialist Stag's Leap. And he gets a chance to put the theory to rest here today in a race that he should be absolutely perfectly set up for, i.e. big, strongly run race over 3 miles, which is just the same setup as he had the time before at Gowran. So, providing they haven't got too much rain at Roscommon tonight, I do think From Frost rates one of the best bets on the card in that competitive handicap.
Is that the key to him then, Andy? Would he not want the ground to go any softer?
He'll be fine with just a bit of juice in the ground. It rained a little bit at Carmel, there was a bit of cut, and there was a bit of cut at Gowran, but it was just on the easy side of good. If it went soft, then I'd have a slight reservation, but if it's still as it was last night, i.e. just on the easy side of good, he'd be fine.
It was probably Darren Owen doing those close-ups as well, Andy.
It probably was, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, he was just signing all those autographs at the time. He took it off the ball.
Let's have a look at the 7.35, a two-mile handicap hurdle. Andy, this should be pretty straightforward for you to work out, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, me and I can tell this race.
Just 6-1 the field.
Yeah, just doing me sleep. I'll probably go with Kilmainham. He's a bit of a frustrating character. He's only won one race in 27 over hurdles, so we're not dealing with a prolific winner here. But he has got some decent bits and pieces of form scattered over his career that suggest that he could be well competitive in a race like this at least. I thought it was a really good run last time out, probably one of his best efforts in his career, when he was a 25-1 outsider down in Clonmel the other day. But the time figure that this was a really good number. The winner, Tempo Mac, he's managed to win subsequently. Unfortunately, he got beat the day I napped him at even money. And then, of course, he went on to win a competitive handicap, a much better race of the day, such as the Law of Sod. But Kilmainham went with some really good horses that day. Even though he finished fifth, getting beat around about 10 lengths, that still represents a really good effort in context with this race. So not a race to get too carried away with, but for those looking for a little bit of an each-way interest, Kilmainham fits the bill.
And we finish off the card, Andy, with a couple of bumpers. Start off with the 8.05, a bumper here over 2.5 miles, and Aqua Traverse is at the top of the betting. Obviously a horse that we don't know a lot about.
No, we don't know, but it comes from the I Know Brian camp, so obviously any money in the direction of this horse could be well significant. There's been a bit of money for Blue Owen this morning, which is very interesting, considering this horse hasn't run for the best part of the year. And of course, he ran in the Galway Festival behind Clondor Farm, and that was a decent race, that race. So if he's fit enough to do himself justice, he could be a decent each way bet at 5-1. But I quite like the chances of a couple here, and they both ran in a Punchestown bumper the other day, Peregrine Run and Cotter's Rock. Both of them shaped up really well in that race, and I'm going to go with Peregrine Run from the Peter Farheen stable. I thought he kept tabs on the front runners that day really well. He was obviously very well fancied, considering he'd pulled up in a point-to-point. He only went off a 7-2 poke. He obviously carried a little bit of stable confidence going into that race. And I think it was just a lack of match practice and fitness which did for him in the latter stages. And with Power Book today in replacement of Katie Walsh, I think 9-1 is a decent price each way for Peregrine Run.
Peregrine Run the selection in that 8.05, and we finish the card with a mare's bumper here, Andy, the 8.35, and Calopsia is the strong favourite in the market here.
Yeah, she is. Not a bad little bumper, this. There's two, I think, quite promising horses that run here, and they have found their way to the top of the market. That Calopsia travelled really smoothly when sent off favourite the other day down in Down Royal. Looked as though it was going to win half the track, only to get run out of it in the latter stages by Glacial Drift. The pair of them were nicely clear of the rest. I think that form's pretty good. She's got some form on soft ground as well, so if there were to be rain showers in the Roscommon area, she should be flexible regards of the ground. But I also like this Billy's Hope. You know, I was actually at the Punchestown Festival, of course, when this horse made its debut, and it was a well-touted individual as well, so obviously I kept my eye on how it performed. And it certainly didn't let supporters down either, with an incredibly good run, a very eye-catching run. Just got a little bit tired in the latter stages while she did, and it went the way of a horse who got previous experience, who rather slipped the field on the home turn. But I like the way that Billy's Hope finished off its race, and I'm always keen to get with a Jessica Harrington horse in a race like this. Billy's Hope, quality to give this Colopsy a race.
Billy's Hope, then, the selection in the 8.35. What's the nap selection, Andy?
Well, my two strongest bets on the card, Dave, would be Riviera Sun, but obviously that horse is trading quite short now, so I'm going to offer up a little bit more value in the shape of From Frost in the 7.05.
Superb. Thank you, Andy. Thank you for your company this morning. And I know you're on the programme this afternoon and this evening along with Mr. John Babb. So enjoy the programme and we'll catch up soon, Andy.
Yeah, look forward to it. Cheers, Dave.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.